This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday morning if you're stateside, Thursday afternoon if you're here in the UK. It's Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica. Hey, let's do this. Hello. How nice to get together with you. I just put in the Facebook chat room. What happened to time? Is this year not whizzing by? Is this week not whizzing by? Wow. Just seems that time is speeding up. And I ask around, I think, is this just me? But no, everybody else seems to think it's the same. So I am so glad that you're here and you have time to spend with me and the other gorgeous people who are connected to us via 1-2 Radio, the miracle of radio, or indeed in the Facebook chat room. I can see already that people are coming in there. If you want to come into the Facebook chat room, it's very easy. Go to 1-2radio.com. That's the website. You'll see the menu on the left-hand side, lots of options, including the on-demand system and information about the hosts and the schedule. But there's also an option to chat, which will take you into our Facebook chat room, where you will find already, let's have a look. We have Maureen and Renee and Laura and Sandy. I can see Joni coming into the room as I speak because you figured out I'm on air. So I will be going in there and taking a closer look at all your messages. And if you'd like me to pull you a card, then I can certainly do that. I was wondering, as I always do today, are the angels or dragons or ascended masters or the divine, however you perceive that, what do you want me to talk about today? And of course, they have given me something. So it's very much to do with the astrology part of the energy. And I'm not an astrologer, but of course, I work with some of the best astrologers in the world on 1-2 Listen. So I do take my cue from them. And I'm looking actually at the Power Peak at the moment and C.A. Brooks's wisdom in there. And we're in a Virgo moon, but it's moving to Libra today. But I think more pertinently, Venus is entering Leo. Now, Venus rules Taurus. It also rules Libra. So you get a double hit there if you are a Libra. And Maureen, I know you are. Or perhaps you're a Libra moon or a Libra rising, or Libra is somewhere prominent in your chart, because that is ruled by Venus. So taking my cue from C.A. Brooks, and thank you for this information, C.A., Venus in Leo redirects Venus's attention from home and family, because it's been in Cancer, which is very much home and family. And when it moves into Leo, it's about more like fulfilling personal desires, for being beloved. You slightly want to be center of attention, the spark in someone's eye, the object of desire. Don't we all love that? It's not a place of subtlety, CA suggests. We crave the bold and dramatic, and being in love is a priority. So if you have that come upon you today, just know that it is the energies, particularly if you are a star sign, that's a sun sign that's ruled by Libra. I did that by going out to breakfast this morning to a gorgeous cafe overlooking an inlet, a river inlet before the ocean, and ate my body weight in vegan breakfast. It's a moratorium thing, that, the feel good. But yeah, it was good. You might feel that you want to be more beautiful, change your hair or new clothes or get some trendy new shoes. And hey, they don't have to be new. I get a lot of my clothes, in fact, I think I'm a secondhand rose. A lot of my best clothes come from secondhand stores, but quite often they're designer stuff. Ladies who lunch, who have a great deal more disposable income than I do, put these fabulous clothes in. Do you call them op shops in the States? Secondhand shops? I don't know what you call them, charity shops, whatever. And a lot of my wardrobe comes from that, I can promise you. So it might be that, it doesn't have to be new. You don't have to be rich to do it. You might wear your most sparkly, expensive looking jewelry. Again, doesn't have to be diamonds, just has to look good, darling. And Venus in Leo gives us permission to celebrate ourselves, which is even better. You can always celebrate yourself. Allow yourself to feel self-confident and don't mind just being that itsy bitsy little bit selfish today. So those are some thoughts about Venus in Leo. Now, I pulled some cards for you before I came on air, because I said, Angels, what do you want me to do? And the answer was, pull some cards. So I did. And interestingly, the card for today, for you, wherever you are, even if you're listening to the on demand and you're catching this show later and you're not with me live, the card today is the Six of Earth. Six of Coins, if you like your traditional tarot. Now, this particular deck features a very good friend of mine, Anna Grace Taylor. It's a lovely one. She's actually seated in a wheelchair in this because Anna is fiercely independent, but sometimes she has mobility problems. And this reflects this. And it's a give and take. There's money being given towards her, but there also are people reaching out with cups, wanting charity money put in there. This is about, particularly with Venus going into Leo, this is about how do you value yourself and the give and take and the receiving of life. So I would ask you this, how good are you at receiving? I suspect we're all quite good at giving. And it feels good to give. But how are you at receiving? And it can be money, but it can be the way you're treated, or it can be compliments. You know, are you the person who, when somebody says, wow, you look good in that, say, oh, this old thing. Oh, well, if you get yourself saying, stop, smile and say, thank you so much. You know, you've just made my day. How good are you at receiving? Think about it the other way around. If you're giving the compliment to someone and somebody goes, oh, well, brushes you away and goes, oh, well, you know, I just it slightly negates how you feel about giving the compliment. So take a look at your values today. Venus in Leo, how do you value yourself? Now, also, this particular card comes with Archangel Jeremiel. Now, I tend to think of Jeremiel, if you want the spelling, it's J-E-R-E-M-I, either E-L or A-L, the jury is out on that one, depends where you look. But Archangel Jeremiel. I think of Jeremiel to do with judgment. So am I being judgmental or am I being discerning? Now, the name Jeremiel is about being uplifting. It means God shall have mercy, or mercy of God. And for me, Jeremiel is an archangel who's very much about transformation and transition and forgiveness and accepting change, because that's the transition. Also known for an archangel for visions and dreams. And an interesting note that in order to be merciful, and his name means mercy of God, you have got to practice forgiveness, because that's where the mercy is going to come from. So do you need to forgive yourself for something? Seeing as we're talking about self-confidence today and Venus in Leo. Ask Archangel Jeremiel, as he works with visions and dreams, to maybe come to you in a dream tonight. Or if you're lucky enough, one of those people who get to have an afternoon nap, ask him to come to you in those. I love an afternoon nap, me. It hasn't been happening for the last couple of weeks, I can promise you. I haven't had time. But those are some thoughts that I came with this card for today. The Six of Earth, the Six of Coins. An exchange of energy. The good you do comes back to you. What goes around comes around. How do you value yourself? If you're looking to try and pay off some debts and bills, well, maybe hold the energy that if you can pay things forward in whatever way, and it does not have to be money, if you can be kind, if you can do something, look at the good that's going to come back to you. So I also, today, I am surrounded by dragons. I have a new dragon tattoo, so I am not the girl with the dragon tattoo. I'm the lady, the silver sister with the dragon tattoo. I have a new dragon on my back. I have dragon cards here as well. So I did ask them what they wanted to say. I have a beautiful gold and silver violet flame dragon. Now, those colors, gold, silver, violet, come with Saint Germain. So I know that this fifth dimensional dragon, this violet flame dragon, comes with that message, and a message about alchemy. Now, alchemy is also change. So this is going together with the tarot card, and it's going together with Jeremiah. It's this Venus in Leo. This whole thing is flowing together. And this is about transmuting old ground with wisdom and grace. Well, part of grace is mercy and forgiveness. So again, the same message that these dragons will work with you if you want to. This particular dragon also works with Archangel Zadkiel, as well as Saint Germain, who is Lord of Civilization. And you can call them both in with this beautiful gold and silver and violet flame dragon. The guidance here is very much letting go an aspect of your life that no longer is serving you. And ask the gold and silver flame dragons to clear the thought of it totally from your energy field. So, talking about values, if you've got a lack mentality over something, and again, it does not have to be money, it can be another aspect of your life, then ask those dragons to clear the lack mentality. Now, going to my other new dragon deck that I'm still learning, that comes with an Ascended Master as well, I've got the gorgeous Commander Ashtar. In here, he's called Ashtar Sharon, and he comes with a dragon called Turbo. And he tells us, he talks to us about friendships that require attention and respect and harmony and nurturing and not losing touch with friends. So perhaps today's message about mercy and forgiveness, have you had words with someone? Or are you having thoughts you just think, that really annoys me, but you haven't expressed it, and therefore there's a barrier between you and the person? It's this give and take that I had with the Six of Coins. Does the air need to be cleared, but cleared with love? Venus in Leo. So let me just take a look at where I am. And yeah, okay, I need to get in the chat room and do some reading. So I'm just going to do the whole Facebook dance of refreshing the page and allowing my computer to do that. And then going to the comments and tipping them up the right way. Because at the moment it gives me top comments and I want all comments. Again, if you're listening, please, Facebook, would you please fix this and make it much easier? So a very good morning to Sandy and to Renee and to Joni. So let's do you some readings. Who else have I got in there? I'm just looking as well. And Laura, I know. And Shirin is with me today as well. Lovely to have your company. So Sandy, bless you. You're talking about you went for your medical appointment last week. And I did say, take some crystals and take some positivity and trust that you were going to be listened to. And I'm delighted, Sandy, to hear that you were well listened to and that it went well for you. I'm absolutely delighted. Any messages from the angels about the new treatment? Let's have a look. I have my angel tarot deck. So let's take a look, Sandy, at what other messages. I'm minded to bring you a dragon as well, but I'll look at that in a second. What angelic message, what tarot message do I bring for Sandy? For her ongoing journey into good health, let's put it that way. And as I say that, the card comes flying out of the deck. Now I have a page of air. He's a young teenage man. He's surrounded by butterflies and he has a sword. Now the sword is, the air card is our intellect. And I know when I see this card that you're getting information, lots of information. It's very exciting and some of it can be a challenge. Some of it gives you brilliant insights yourself. You may have insights on how you would like to proceed with your treatment. It's information you need, but sometimes it can be a challenge to receive. So I would say, Sandy, be very open to everything that is said to you. It doesn't mean to say you have to do it, but just be very open to every single piece of information that you are offered. And I hope also that you will get better very quickly. You'll have to let us know in the Facebook chat room. A very good morning to my Libra sister, Maureen Whitevana. You'd like a message. You're flying today to move your daughter, Megan, right over to Tennessee. A huge adjustment for the whole family, as well as Megan. So we all wish her well. Let me see. Let me wrap you with Archangel Raphael. Raphael is known as the heart healer, But also Raphael is the go-to guy if you are traveling. If you're going to travel, take Raphael with you. Sure, take Michael for protection. But if you want to make sure that your baggage checks in properly and there are no roadblocks and there's no turbulence, or if there is turbulence, you deal with it very well and your luggage all comes off the other end, all of that. Also help with what to pack. Sometimes if I don't know, I'll just say, Raphael, give me intuition what to pack. And he might suddenly say, hey, umbrella. And you think, but it's sunny where I'm going. And then when you get there, you realize, oh yeah, Raphael knew what he was talking about. So I'm going to wrap you in Raphael, Maureen, and just pull you a card for today, for your journey. What does Maureen, what would be helpful? Let me just clear this deck. What would be helpful for Maureen to know for her highest good, wrapped in Raphael? There comes a card. I've got Raguel. Interestingly, so Raguel, this is the three of coins, three of earth in my deck. The perfect card, this has a female sculptress and she's working on a sculpture. Now it's the three, so it's the beginning of the new journey. It's building the new dynasty. It's building the new look. And of course, that's exactly what you're doing by moving your daughter to the other side. But it's going to go well because you've got Raguel. I've also got the four of fire with Jophiel, which is a gorgeous card to have. It's about a happy home life or being settled in the place that you live. So I think those are two incredibly positive cards that bode well for this journey and settling your daughter in, even though it will be very strange for her. Just want to have a look and see where I am. Okay, yeah, I've still got time. Good morning to Renee. Your usual waving. I love that. I love that. Joni, good morning to you. You would like to ask for a card for your daughter who's very pregnant. Okay. And is facing a challenge getting this little one to leave and come out into the world. Okay, let's have a look. Let's ask Raphael to give you, and Gabriel to help you with this. Gabriel takes care of children as soon, or souls, as soon as they are conceived within the mother. So we'll ask Raphael and Gabriel to help. Let's have a look. I can see Denise coming in the room. Good morning. So what advice, Raphael and Gabriel, do you give to Joni? Okay, interestingly, I get the nine of earth. This is a reward for hard work well done, and I think it is going to be hard work from the getting this little baby to turn around and do as he or she is told. But it has a happy, successful outcome. I know, I can see in the chat room you're asking, you know, is it going to be a home birth or C-section? This can change as it goes on. You've got this moon changing as well to Libra and this Venus in Leo. I think this little one is biding his or her time for a reason. I would say just go with what seems right. I know you would love the baby to turn, so I'm simply going to ask Gabriel if that is possible and whether Gabriel can be with your daughter and facilitate this, and leave it there and leave Gabriel working with you, but go with whatever seems the best suggestion. Laura, good morning to you. Yes, somehow it's Thursday again. Yep, I know that feeling. You would like a dragon card. Okay, let's get some dragons out for you. I haven't got a name for the dragon on my back yet. Max always has my back, my fire dragon. I've got a purple dragon on my back, so it will come to me. Okay, you would like a dragon card message. What does Laura need to know? Oh, that was quick. So you have got a beautiful green gold dragon from Sirius. This dragon is green on the top and all underneath is golden. And this dragon is wrapping a beautiful breath around Mother Earth, our planet, and brings universal knowledge to your spiritual pathway. So this is about, particularly about learning about spiritual technology, this dragon. The Sirians have a lot of technology that is far more advanced than ours. So it's asking you to be a transmitter of sacred knowledge. So if you suddenly feel that you know the answer to something, that you're claircognizant, and think, I can't possibly know that, don't dismiss it, because you may actually know what the rest of us need to hear. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Please share a picture of your new dragon tattoo. Do you know, I will when I figure out how to take a picture of it, because it's right on my back between my shoulder blades. And I think I'm going to need a third party to take a picture of this, because no matter what angle I choose, I cannot get a picture of this dragon. But anyway, it is part of, I've had it done. It is, I've got a dragon Sekhim Reiki attunement that I've done quite recently, and it is an artistic adaptation of the master symbol from that Reiki that was done by my fabulous daughter, who's a graphics artist. So at some point I will figure out how to take a picture and do that for you. I can see some more requests coming in, so I'm just doing the Facebook dance again and getting these comments the right way up, so make sure that I'm, whoops, mouse trouble. That's what my cat says, mouse trouble. I've got mouse trouble as well, but I am sure that we will get there in a minute. It's just completely locked up. My computer has decided to do absolutely nothing. Let's try this again. And top comments, turn them into all comments. There we go. So going further down, you're very welcome, Sandy. Denise, good morning to you. You would like a card today, of course. So let me have a look. So what does Denise need to know for her highest good? I'm using the Angel Wisdom Tarot. I did say, Sandy, you wanted a dragon as well. I haven't forgotten that. I'll go back and get you a dragon in a minute. Oops, that's for Denise. You have got two gorgeous water cards. Water is cups in standard tarot. It's our emotions. Interestingly, because we've got Venus going into Leo and it's just left the Cancerian energy, that deeply feeling water energy, because I've got the four here. Now, the four is a kind of FOMO card, fear of missing out. The person sitting here is surrounded by beautiful golden apples and he's looking at absolutely everywhere except there. It's not seeing the magic in life. You have it with the Ten of Cups as well, which is just the most glorious energy of happy family life or happy friendships, happy emotions. It comes with Archangel Jophiel, who is about seeing the beauty in life. Loving relationships in particularly come with this card, but it is the beauty of life in general. And life, you know, pretty much, I know we have our ups and downs and we have some really rotten moments, but actually, generally speaking, life is beautiful. It really, really is. And the more we fall in love with life, no matter what it looks like, the easier our lives become. I really do believe that. If you'd asked me when I was younger, in my 20s and 30s, I wouldn't have agreed with you. But now with a bit of hindsight and wisdom, I do actually see that life is utterly beautiful. Unless you're unfortunate enough to live in a war zone, and those brave souls who do that, I do not know how you begin to deal with some of the stuff they are dealing with. But for most of us, life is very beautiful. And even in those terrible war zones, people find a way for companionship and grace and mercy and help. And that in itself is a form of beauty, although one that I'm sure none of us would choose to live through. So let me have a look going back down. I think I've actually caught up with everybody's messages. So that is great. I have got about 5 minutes left. So, Sandy, I was going to do you a dragon. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting. Let's find some dragons. This is the Diana Cooper deck. So what dragon would like to help Sandy? Oh, wow, that flew out. What a gorgeous dragon you've got. You have a rainbow dragon. This dragon is streaking through the sky. She's white and she leaves this rainbow behind her. And the clouds are all dissipating and the sun is coming up, talking about the leap of joy that opens new doors. And we were saying that you've been trying to step forward from what has been a health challenge into a new beginning. So when I've got this beautiful rainbow dragon clearing the clouds away, the dark clouds are going, the rainbow is coming out, the sun is coming up, you might like to take this rainbow dragon with you. Just imagine a dragon, a white dragon, streaking through the sky with a rainbow coming from her wings, and hold on to that vision and you'll have that rainbow dragon with you. I can see some more comments coming in, so I'm just going to dip down and make sure that if there's somebody who wants a reading that hasn't, that I have caught up with everybody. And now I've lost my own... Dear Facebook, could you not do this to me? I've lost my own thread. I don't know where it's gone to. I'm going to refresh it again. I can just see the banner has gone up for Jay and Raven, who of course follow me here on a Thursday with the backstage pass. So it's kind of done that. And then it's pinned something else, and I will find me eventually. I've got going way, way back. I have completely lost my thread. I don't know where it has gone to. So I'm hoping that you're able to join me. I think I'm just going to reboot the whole page and carry on talking to you while we do this. Oh, don't you just love technology? So we've got this wonderful energy of Leo with Venus stepping into it. So how are you going to have self-confidence today? How are you going to, as we said at the beginning of the show, celebrate you today? How are you planning on doing that? You could celebrate yourself as I did this morning by going having a mega breakfast. I still can't quite move after that. No, my thread has for some reason absolutely, unless you can see it and you can see better than me, my thread has absolutely vanished. It seems to have deleted itself. So I'm going to trust that I've said hello to everybody. I'm saying recent media. Nope. That doesn't give it to me either. It's one of those Facebook glitches. So let me see where I am with this show. I think I'm probably, yes, I'm coming up on time. I've only got about 2.5 minutes left. So I was going to do one more card for today. How do we make the most, angels and Archangel Jeremiah, of this Venus in Leo energy, this self-celebration, this self-confidence, this knowing that no matter who we are or where we are or what we do for a living, what we look like, what all of that is superficial. How do we celebrate the fact that we are glorious beings in a fabulous body? Even when it plays us up, it's still a fabulous body. And there we go. Get a wonderful card there. Love this card. It's a real Venus in Leo. This is the Queen of Fire, the Queen of Wands. She's in a glorious gown on a throne, surrounded by dragons on her throne, with a black cat who looks exactly like My Little Magic, and a staff with wings. And this woman is unstoppable. She's brilliant. She's talented. And this also is for you if you're masculine, if you're male. This card is also for you, just because it's a queen. You have a feminine side as well. You have this within you, this brilliant, talented, independent woman who just utterly believes in herself. This woman has the ultimate can-do attitude. So she says, never underestimate your ability to make your dreams come true. And I was saying Archangel Jeremiah also is vision and dreams. So again, if there's something... you want a bit more spark in life. You think, oh, life's a bit dull. Can I have a bit more spark in life? You could ask this Queen of Fire to work with Jeremiah and probably a dragon as well, and have some inspirational visions, have some fabulous dreams in which you are totally the captain of your life, and you're living your best dream. You're living your best life. So thank you to the angels and archangels and dragons and all those who have walked with us today. Don't forget, this show will of course go up to on demand as soon as I can get it there. So stay here for Jay and Raven with the backstage pass. Then it's Erin, and then the morning closes out with Kay and Maureen with Strands of Wisdom. So I look forward to your company at the same time next week. Until then, have a truly wonderful week until we meet again.